Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It's Sam and Greg. If you've got to leave and go someplace, take us with you on the Odyssey app. But first and foremost, we cannot thank you enough for making us a part of your Sunday as we begin a long week of just holiday stuff going on. Man, this is that week that things get busy, our headaches start because we just want to, you know, got to jump into the holidays with both feet. But this Sunday morning, got a lot of sports to talk about. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And a quick little reach out to you fine people in Carrollton.
Carrollton?
Carrollton.
Wow.
Carrollton.
Home of the Trojans and home of course, the alma mater. And we'll get into them a little bit later on.
Did you just say that with your hand over your heart?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Hand over heart. And with a good reason. And with good reason.
Yeah. Okay.
We earned the right to have a rematch with them folks from downstate. Oh, yeah. We got something for them this time.
You got something for them this time?
Oh, we got something for them.
We're going to put y'all back on the bus.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Also, you got me thinking about something, too. We need to reach out, and we're just kind of doing this tongue-in-cheek, but if you want to call up and tell us, 404-741-0929. Be nice to Garrett if he picks up and takes your statement. Bama's coming back. It's official now.
Yeah.
Nick Saban and them boys are coming back.
Yeah.
And we need to know, what streets have the worst potholes in the city?
Oh, man.
Because they took care of 14th and 10th.
Yeah.
Took them a minute. Well, but that was my two. Yeah, that was my
still,
two.
This stuff's still in progress, though. We still got some bumping ones. Right now, as far as development, street projects going on, DeKalb Avenue.
Okay, so you got yours.
They're working on that. It's a big project, but it's kind of bumpy. And
yeah, Windy Hill, too.
Yep. Well, Windy Hill's in Cobb. They ain't coming up there.
Wait, hold on a second. Why are you eliminating the whole county?
Well, I'm just saying because you're talking about in the city. They don't put their gaudy billboards up in the car.
You're right.
Their gaudy billboards on the downtown connector. Alabama, right. We're champions. Yeah, they're gonna come to town. And like I said, all that slush fund cash, they're gonna spread some of that around and buy that billboard all weekend so they can admire themselves.
Potholes. Yeah. If you don't know what we're talking about, throughout the time that Sam and I have been working together, we've been just trying to find ways to make something positive out of a bad situation. And that bad situation is, it seems like every year, Alabama's coming here to play SEC championship or national championship, whatever it is.
Or the kickoff game.
Yeah. They're the team, and we're like their second home. And we don't like that. So the fact that we really can't stop them from coming, we might as well find a positive to them coming here. And they come to town with a whole bunch of folks.
Oh, yeah,
They do. They come with a whole bunch of folks, and they spend a whole lot of money. So where does that money go? So without having anything official presented to us, we just decided to figure that the money that the folks from Alabama bring into our city, we use that to fix the potholes. So that's the reason why asking Sam, now that we know Alabama's coming back here, what streets need tending to.
Yeah. So, but they're also gonna fill us some hotel rooms and some restaurants that are back.
Most of us don't go into the hotel rooms that them dudes are staying in, and Nick Saban.
Yeah. Well, we're not the team now, but I'm talking about, you know, the people, just folks.
I'm talking about the team.
Yeah. And as always with an event like that, there are a lot of folks come to town. They don't even have tickets. They just want to come to town to be around the vibe. You know what I mean?
So they want to come get some lemon pepper wings.
Well, they're going to do some of that, too. They're going to visit some of our fine establishments while they're here in town. Speaking of fine establishments,
well,
not just fine establishments, but speaking of people in town, do you know who's in town right now?
Well.
They're these wonderful women that are in town.
We just got through talking about that, didn't we? Lemon pepper wings?
No, no, dude.
Those are fabulous.
No, dude.
Who are you talking about, man? Don't leave me hanging here.
Your mom would pop you upside your head right now.
Are you talking about Deltas?
The Deltas are in town this week.
See, that's all you had to say was
the
my mother.
Deltas are in town this week. Their national convention.
Oh.
And so we want to welcome all of the Deltas to Atlanta. Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, and they're here, the national, and one of our own air station, Dr. Maria Boynton. I'm sure she is at stuff all
Shout
over the place.
Shout out, Maria.
Yeah, I'm sure she's on program at something that they're having. But, yes, they are here from near and far this week, and we welcome them to our city.
You know what's in my house?
What's that?
A Delta cookbook.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
From what you know, from what year?
No, not really. But I don't think it was a particular year or she was in college. They just put one out. I'm sure they put out a few. But there was a, when she was, you know, when we lived in our house, with me growing up, there was a cookbook that was put together by her sorority sisters.
Yeah.
And it was in my house and I took it when I moved to Atlanta. And it's downstairs right now.
Yeah.
And ain't nobody in this community can cook like what's in that book. I mean, I got as far. Even before I moved here to Atlanta, she had me doing two things. One was scalloped potatoes, which I love, and the way she made them.
Yeah.
And I attempted this once, and it worked out okay, but it never tasted like hers. And it was strawberry rhubarb pie.
Whoa.
Because her crust was crazy.
Okay.
Her crust was crazy on pies. And I mean, I could just eat that.
Okay.
And, you know, sprinkle with the sugar on top there and everything. Yeah. Anyway, those are the days when home economics was actually a course you got credited for.
How about that?
My mother got a degree in home economics.
Yep. How about that?
Back in the day. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. As we get kick things off on this Thanksgiving Day week, we will spend some time, like it or not, talking about our hometown football team.
Yeah.
Even though we have lots of football going on today, I don't know how much we can say. I mean, it's low-hanging fruit if we want to go after them.
Yeah.
But we'll have a nice NFL.
We'll talk a little NFL conference.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. But I didn't ask you, man, how was your week other than that?
Oh, week was fine. Week was fine, but a bit busy.
You were busy as can be.
Things kick up this time of year, but very busy and of course, the scoreboard show, we're going to have Chris Parker is going to join us, actually.
Yes, he is.
So we're going to talk with him a little bit about the playoffs and going into the third week of the playoffs and how special it is if you're a high school football player or coach to be practicing Thanksgiving week. Not everybody gets to do it. And if you're still practicing now, it means you're having a pretty good season. And it also means you still got a shot at winning the state championship. So we're going to talk with him about that, you know, the different type of this week, with school being out the entire week, a lot of the schools would practice in the mornings. You know, you started out the season practicing in the mornings back in August before school actually started. So if you play well enough, long enough, you get to practice in the mornings again. So those are some things we're going to talk about. And, of course, Georgia State yesterday becoming bowl eligible after the season got off to a really wobbly start. Georgia State Panthers get the win yesterday, and they are eligible for a bowl game. Do not know which one yet, but they going somewhere. So
you think? Let me ask you this: do you think they're going? Do they ever travel up? I mean, I know they do, but do you think this game is going to be one of them northern bowl games or southern bowl games?
No, I think there'll be a bowl game in around the area. The Sun Belt Conference is linked to a number of locations for bowl games. And so last year they went to the bowl game in Mobile, Alabama. So they played that one.
Okay.
They're also linked to one in Florida, in Orlando. The one in Arizona. Three years ago we went all out to Arizona. And there's a new one in Myrtle Beach.
Okay.
That the conference is connected with. So we'll as well as New Orleans. So we'll see which one of those they end up getting an opportunity to play in.
All right. Yeah. Along with Chris, we're going to have Terrell Thomas join us in the 8 o'clock hour. Buried the lead.
Whoa, hey.
What?
No. You buried what's the lead?
Okay. You started doing like a cheer there. The lead is that we got 4 hours today.
Oh, yes.
We got a 4-hour show. Normally, we're in and out of here, you know, kicking off things for a football Sunday. But since the Falcons played Thursday, we are going to have an extra hour. Like daylights. Like the week before, we lost an hour. Now we're getting it back.
How about that?
So that's us this morning. So, again, we have Terrell Thomas joining us. These Urban Times. We're going to talk some NBA and Hawks, of course.
Hawks, of course, got a win last night. Ever since they've been home, you know, back home from that dreadful road trip, they have been winning, which is we've been really great to see. So they beat the Charlotte Hornets last night, and another one of Daddy Ball's kids was in town, and they packed him up and beat him last night.
this week, was there a more famous person in that city than Cam Newton? I'm just saying this particular week.
Yeah.
We know that's Jordan's town, but this particular week, was there a bigger celebrity in that city? Because he did that win. He came back, and that was a road game for Carolina, right?
Yeah.
And this is a team that we started off the season talking about with a skunk eye. Because everybody was giving it back to Tampa Bay. Nobody thought New Orleans, with Drew Brees being gone, was going to be anything. And the Falcons, well, God bless them, they were Falcons. But the Panthers, nobody knew what to think.
Yeah.
And we still don't know what
we're
seeing.
We still don't know what to think. I mean, they got off to a pretty good start. And then all of a sudden, it is tailed off. But, I mean, they're 5-5. And I'll say this, Greg, just like I told a lot of people, some friends of mine that I was texting back and forth with Thursday night, who were ready to jump off the top of Peachtree Plaza after what happened with the Falcons. I said, look, man, for all that is happening and going wrong, the majority of the teams in this league have 5 wins or less. Mm-hmm. The majority of the teams in the National Football League. It's one of those seasons that somebody with a crazy record is going to end up backing into the playoffs. I'm not saying the Falcons are going to be that team, but I mean, you know, that's what's happened with the team. And whether Cam Newton comes back and makes, you know, because he's supposed to start today, whether he makes come back and makes the Panthers
relevant,
we'll see. But right now they're an oddity, and people are going to tune in and watch to see what those guys do.
But with all the changes for all the teams in the NFL, I would say Carolina got the biggest booster shot, if you will, than any other team. Midseason, having this comeback the way he has infused.
I don't know, Greg. I don't know. I tap the brakes.
I'm not saying he's going to continue this. I'm saying, right now.
They got one game. They got one game.
That's all that matters.
I don't know. I think they want to see if it continues. I don't know that. We'll find out today if it's really
absolutely right. I do agree.
It made people look. That's what I'm saying.
That's all I'm saying. They got a booster shot.
I don't know how much it made the team better.
I didn't say that. They gave him a booster shot.
But it made people look.
Also coming up 9 o'clock hour, we are going to talk Atlanta United. They got a big match tonight. We're going to talk to our own Joe Patrick. He's going to join us. We are just getting started. And by the way, got a poll question for you coming up next. We'll let you know about it. And by the way, that number again, 404-741-0929. What the heck streets in Atlanta need some of that Alabama money to fix the potholes? Give us a shout. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and take us with you on the Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It's Sam and Greg. Good morning, George. I know I did it earlier, but I'm doing it again. I'm just feeling that. Let me see that music he just brought on there. This does it.
Morning.
I hear that.
That's what you get. That's what you get when you do that at the wrong time. I'm not expecting it. I'm not expecting that. And see, you just did that.
Well, you know, I got pictures of wings, and I got Crystal calling in. I got a lot of stuff in front of me here, okay. I just feel like I should, you know, just reach out again.
I wanted to show you that was Chris Park and I on Friday night. That's
what okay.
They're sponsors of the show. We've been trying to get them for 3 weeks. And somebody would go by and pick them up and take them, and you know what I mean. Garrett went to pick them up, and somebody else got them and gone. And went another week. The guy said, "What wings? What wings?" Somebody kept going.
You
to
got
this
some
place.
Of them folks working.
They kept going by. Somebody else found out about our order, and they would go and get our. We got our wings this time.
Hang on a second. So you order some rings, or they say they're going to give you some wings, right? Yeah. And by the time they go from that location to the studio, you saying somebody snatched them?
They were at the location. We sent people to the location to pick them up, and they were gone.
Oh, see, no, you can't have that. That's like an in. That's just like Michael taking out, you know, his older brother. You can't have that. Yeah. The Godfather.
Yeah,
okay, that's like an in-house deal.
That's what
deal.
Happened, man. A couple for 2 weeks, those wings disappeared, and this week they showed up.
All right. Well, listen, were they good?
Very good.
All right. That's all that counts.
All right.
That's all that counts. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. All right. Now, before we get into college football,
hey.
If you're just joining us, we got a couple things couple pieces of business we got to take care of. Poll question coming up in a second. But when Sam and I, in the last segment, were talking about the fact that, well, it's a done deal. Alabama is coming back to town, coming back from Mercedes-Benz. They got to play the SEC championship. We knew it was going to happen, but yesterday became official. And so we, as people who love our city and hate the fact that they come here, came up with this years ago that the folks from Alabama, when they come to town, just to kind of make it worthwhile, the money they bring here is used to fix our potholes. And so we started talking about that and offered the number out to you guys to call up and tell us about what streets need tending to. Like Stamp started off and he said DeKalb Avenue. All right, they could spend that money, go down there and get fixing, working on that, even though I think you said they already are.
They've already started a project on that, yes.
Here's another one. We got a call from Crystal. Morning, Crystal. She says Cheshire Bridge Road. And, man,
yeah,
she couldn't
man.
Be clear. Ooh. I mean from, like, 85 all the way over. I think she said from 85 all the way down to Piedmont.
There was a hole in the middle of that road for a while, man. Detour. And I know that because on Fridays, that's the way I try to get here. On Friday.
Really?
Yeah. after I get through doing stuff over at CW, get to come over and get ready for the scoreboard show. And that's just from Shallowford Road over here. It's the navigator way to get in here, and I've tried several times to use Cheshire Bridge, and there's a detour. And you got to go through the neighborhood back around Morningside, or you got to go back up through Lindbergh and come down Piedmont that way.
That was my old stomping ground over there, man.
Horrendous, though, man. But that, yeah, Cheshire Bridge needs it bad.
Cheshire Bridge, much like, is it Moreland? Briarcliff.
Briarcliff.
In Little Five Points.
Yeah.
Cheshire Bridge is one of those very eclectic streets in this city. They got a lot of different, I mean, they got a lot of obvious businesses there, but they got a lot of different businesses that you won't see anywhere else in the city.
That's true. Very true.
And I have spent many, many years up and down Cheshire Bridge in the various locations and
one of them is a big, big film place. People rent out for films, Colonnade.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Colonnade is decorated like a restaurant you would go to, you see, if you watched an old episode of The Brady Bunch. It looks like 1970s.
I was going to say Goodfellas when they'd go meet.
Yeah, but it looks like Tommy, something from the 1970s,
Jimmy,
man.
Jimmy two times. Anyway, so if you have a street that you think needs tending to, 404-741-0929, and we appreciate it. Now, poll question, as we approach Thanksgiving, and by the way, we should tell you, Sam and I didn't lose a bet, but we are going to be with you on Thanksgiving morning.
No, we didn't lose a bet.
We didn't lose a bet.
And so will Garrett.
And Garrett and Friday. So we're going to be back with you starting your Thanksgiving morning. And I don't like calling it Black Friday, but I guess I just did. But that morning, Friday morning, we're going to be on with you too.
Yeah. Do people still go to places to shop at midnight?
I don't know. I remember the last time. Tracy did it a couple years ago.
Really?
You know, she stopped doing it a couple years ago. Yeah, well,
because everybody waits for the Amazon van.
Yeah, man. Folks ain't going. I mean, I guess you would, but some of the places also, especially last year. Now, this year will be different than last year, obviously.
Yeah, some places will be open.
But, nah. Remember that when she went out one morning, I don't know how many years ago it was, five years or so ago, and within 5 to 10, I can't remember. Anyway, her and my daughter went out with her, and they went driving, and they were over by Dobbins. They were coming up Cobb Parkway, and McKenna goes, "There's Gregory." And they looked over, and remember that job I did with Tumka, Alabama?
Yeah, with Tumka, Alabama.
The casino down there?
Yeah,
they
man.
Had, took the billboards, they had my billboard up, and I'm dancing like a fool. But I didn't know where they were putting it. They never told us. And there was like a dozen of us that went down there and did different things. But there was me, big old fat head.
I saw that. I saw that billboard rolling through Birmingham, Alabama, man. Oh, I'm rolling through Birmingham, and there you are. I'm like, what the heck are you doing in town?
That's a good question. So anyway, we got to thinking about Thanksgiving and the way the NFL does it. We all look forward to all those games. But here's today's poll question. If the NFL were to make changes to the Thanksgiving Day lineup, what would you like them to do? And we gave you three choices, maybe not the one that you would want, but we'd like you to go check it out at 92.9 The Game and give us your thoughts. Here are the three, and of course, there will be other. One, you know they're going to have three games from now on. It used to be just the Dallas and Detroit game, but now they've added a third game some years ago, and they ain't going back. So does the NFL make that third game a permanent location with a team that will play every year? Do they make sure that the Super Bowl champion will play on Thanksgiving? Guarantee that. Or do they just scrap it all and every year they rotate every team in every location? Those are the three. Rotate them all every year. Make sure the Super Bowl champion plays in one of those games. Guarantee the Super Bowl champion will play on Thanksgiving. Or do they make the third game location a permanent team? Any permanent location.
Okay. In other words, do it just like the first two games, which are one is always in Detroit, the other is always in Dallas.
Yes.
Do you make the third one always?
Someplace.
In New Orleans.
Orleans? You know that's going to be a West Coast team. Because if they're going from east to west, so they got nobody, Dallas is on the other side of Mississippi, but just barely. Yeah. So they're probably going to go farther out west. And with that new stadium in L.A., I think that'd be a first place they might start.
Or Vegas.
See, now that, thank you. You're starting to think like me. That's a place that, did you see the games when they put the Raiders on? The attendance of the visiting team? That's a traveling location, man. That's why I got a problem with going to London and Mexico City. Well, we got some attractive locations here.
You got a team in Vegas now.
I understand that. But even so, if you didn't, if you had that stadium there, much like that stadium that's sitting there getting cobwebs in Honolulu, I mean, the college team uses it.
Yeah.
But if you had a team there, or you said that, that the Falcons and Saints are going to play their game in Honolulu, they will travel there, I believe, infinitely more than they would to Mexico City or to London.
You've always said that.
I know that, and I believe that to be the case. Yeah. Plus, you ain't got to worry about a passport, changing your money over, all that other craziness.
One thing we missing something we're supposed to be doing right now.
What's that?
Georgia won 56-7 yesterday.
Well, we're about to start talking college football.
Well, but the segment going to be wrong in a minute.
Well, then let's talk about it.
Okay. But
they won. Now what you going to say?
They won. Well, they won because, you know, they're playing basically a team that, you know, Charleston Southern, Atlanta, they did what we expected them to do. And so they're there. They got one more game against Tech that looked just woeful yesterday against Notre Dame. Although Notre Dame was making an example. Yesterday was like statement day from all of these teams that are trying to get into the playoffs. So, you know, some point totals were really raised yesterday. Oregon gets eliminated.
That's what I'm saying.
Utah.
Yeah, everybody that was supposed to do what they supposed to do did it except Oregon. So that's why I'm not that
worked up. Alabama had to fight now. Alabama had to play a game. Arkansas came and gave them a fight. They had to earn it, you know, so that was big for them. I was surprised that Ohio State just boat raced Michigan State.
So then let me ask you this. Does Ohio State jump over Alabama?
And that's what a lot of people feel, that they beat a seventh-ranked team. And when those when the new rankings come out Tuesday night, that you should see Ohio State above Alabama. For conversation's sake, yeah, why not? You know, although they both have important games coming up. We know what game Ohio State has coming up, and Alabama still has Auburn, which, oh, by the way, should Auburn beat Alabama, what does that do to the whole mess?
If Michigan beats Ohio State, what does that do? And my question to this is, we've seen the way this committee has handled these rankings in the top eight, we'll say. And you still got folks cussing and spitting about what they did, putting Michigan over a team that just beat them, Michigan State. So having said that, how are they going to look at, okay, we talked about Ohio State possibly jumping over Alabama. Okay, Alabama's game was close. Ohio State jumping them? Well, maybe they say, well, hang on a second. The team that beat Ohio State just got beat yesterday, so maybe that win ain't as important. I'm just saying they could start adding so much salt and pepper to these decisions that it won't look good. We expect in some way, shape, or fashion, if everything plays out the way it does, Georgia and Alabama, and after that, I just don't know. And today, because what happens if Michigan beats Ohio State?
I'm still saying, what happens if Auburn surprises Alabama?
I don't see that happening, though.
Auburn's got nothing to lose right now. They got absolutely nothing to lose. They just lost to South Carolina last night. So they got nothing to lose, and they come up and do something to play spoiler. Alabama comes into this conference championship game with two losses. But they beat Georgia some kind of way. Now, what does that do to stuff?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
You're making me crazy. My head's going to explode.
But I'm just saying, what does that do if that happens?
It makes that committee work harder. It makes them earn their money. I don't have an answer for this. There are a couple. It's funny.
Because Georgia's not going to get locked out of this game. I just think unless Alabama beats them and it's badly. And I think Georgia beats Alabama. I think that happens. But I'm just saying, what if Georgia still gets into, to me, they still get in that four. You're not going to kick them out.
How long is this contract? How long is remaining on the present contract where they only got four teams?
And then we got what two more
2024,
years?
2024, Garrett says. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So this is one of those reasons why it needs to be expanded, because we know the power teams, but because of what could possibly happen, somebody's going to be on the outside looking in.
Oh, get Garrett is going nuts on the other side of the glass.
No, this is not reason to expand. This is all the more reason that it's perfect. It's perfect right now.
Why?
It's perfect. Yeah. No, there's always going to be the even in basketball, you have March Madness. You have your last four in and last four out. Every single year, there's somebody who's omitted, and they're like, oh, no, and everyone's, whoa, it's me kind of thing. It's always going to be that way. There are not more than four teams that should win a championship on any given year. There aren't even four teams that should be competing for a championship. Maybe a fifth or sixth on a special year, maybe like this year where it's like you have a lot of very good teams and maybe one elite team in Georgia this year. But it's all the more reason that you don't need to expand. The college football does not need expansion. It does not need expansion any more than six. Any more than six is a crime against the sport in the regular season.
Yep. Okay, well, that would be an expansion. Let me ask you this.
They want to go to 12. Everybody wants to go to
12. Well, that's the thing, yeah.
12 is too big.
Let me go back to what Garrett was saying. See, this was the argument when they started the BCS. That tradition was in, and they should just be arbitrarily picking a national championship. Okay, then we went to the BCS, and everybody hated that. So my question to you is, Garrett, how were you feeling about the BCS or the change that went from the BCS to the playoffs that we now have?
I think four teams is fine. I mean, having a play-in game, I thought two is just having two play arbitrarily. There is the third that may have a chance because there is a third team. And the fourth team, who typically, you've had a three or four seed win. I think we just had our first one seed, in the past 2 years for the first time that we had the one seed win, actually, the national championship. But I was fine with expansion from two to four. That's perfectly fine, having a semifinal. Yep. But the thing is, when half of those semifinals that we've played are just absolute boat races, what sort of inclination do I have to continue to expand?
How do you feel about Cincinnati getting in?
Cincinnati deserves a chance to play in the Final Four.
Yep.
If it continues the way that it does, with Oregon losing last night, with Bedlam next week, there's a very good chance that there's a very, very good chance that we see Cincinnati in the Final Four.
Yep.
I think realistically.
Okay. I mean, again, I'm not disagreeing with you, but the thought of expansion to me is I'm okay with that because, see, tradition went out the window a long time ago for me. And we know that whatever games they're putting up there or however they're doing it is to make more money.
Yeah. Well, everybody's got a conference championship game they're making money on, Greg. And that's the thing. All conferences play a conference championship. They're making money on that, too. So, I mean, that's the thing. Why add another game? I get Garrett's point, too. And he doesn't water it down a little bit. It shouldn't be for everybody. Everybody shouldn't get in it. You know what I mean? So
yeah, but everybody watches day one of the NCAA basketball championship.
Well, that's basketball, man.
Again, I'm
that's
saying,
not
but
football.
People could say that's watered down too. There's too many teams.
Well, it's basketball. It's different. It is.
I know it's different, but it doesn't make it any more right or wrong. As people feel like that, too many teams. Anyway, we are just getting started. Later on in the show, we're going to have Terrell Thomas join us, and we're going to get a deep dive into the NBA. But Sam and I are going to go around the league next. It's Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and take us with you on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It's Sam and Greg on this 21st day of November. Does it make you think of anything as far as the history of this country, the significance of what if, when you think of this day, like what if somebody decided, you know, somebody got a cold and they didn't travel? You know what I'm talking about, Sam?
Didn't travel where?
Well, the point I'm trying to make is say, like, to Dallas.
Hey.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is one of those days. I'm not making light of it.
Well, tomorrow's today.
Tomorrow's the day it happened, but yeah. Today is the day he traveled. Excuse me, they traveled to Dallas, Texas. Yesterday, tomorrow, November 22nd, of course, the day that JFK.
And the day they traveled?
They left today, went down to Dallas, hung out with John Connolly and whoever the folks are that, you know, probably went there that night. You
know? I think they got there that morning.
No. They got, the parade was in the morning. I'm saying they traveled there
okay. That
night before. Okay. That's you know, the way I heard it. And I'm looking here and this is it. Traveled on this date. But anyway, JFK was assassinated on the 22nd. But
second, I remember
today
that.
That's
my father's birthday. Tomorrow's my
is
dad's
it really?
Birthday. Yes. So
all
I
right.
remember that. My dad's birthday.
He, you know, traveled on this day. But this also a day that will change directions here. That, man, there's some famous people are celebrating a birthday today. Well, but I don't want to go down that rabbit hole right now. Let me get back to what we were doing,
okay. And
I'll come back to that. We got some people responding to our pothole question. What potholes need fixing in this city? We're going to use the money from them folks from Alabama to pay for it. They're coming in here and going to our restaurants and going to our hotels and wearing their red and putting billboards up, ticking off Mr. Crenshaw and acting like this is their second home, their vacation home. And it almost looks like
it
that.
It kind of is. Yeah, it is.
So we want to come up. We want to have a positive.
And you know what else happens? Because we keep having to add lanes to the freeway, some of them don't go back. Some of them come here and say, they're building some more apartments.
Yeah.
You know, pack up all my stuff and send it. And they don't go home. So, I mean, some of them come here and they don't. And some of them, I can say that. I'm from Alabama and some of them folk related to me. They come here and say, boy, show is nice here. And they
got some hoots wings.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And they won't go back home. So, you know, that happens too.
All right, well. Anyway, we started the show off
tied
with
up traffic. They're looking up at big boy. That show is a big building over there. You know,
DeKalb Avenue is one.
We're getting to Chris Marr to talk about folks from Alabama, but go ahead.
We got Crystal called up, Cheshire Bridge. So if you want to give us a shout, 404-741-0929, let us know where some of that money should be directed.
You keeping a list? What are
those
places?
I'm keeping a list, man. So
DeKalb
far, just
Avenue.
Two. DeKalb Avenue and Cheshire Bridge so far.
Okay.
I'm sure we'll get others. And then the poll question was, if the NFL were to change the Thanksgiving games in any way, shape, or fashion, what would you like to see happen? And we gave you three to choose from. One is make that third game now a permanent location, like Detroit and Dallas, and you know, just make it a permanent location. Just rotate them every year, every team, every location, or guarantee that the Super Bowl champion plays on Thanksgiving Day.
Okay.
So again, at 92.9 The Game is where the poll question is. We appreciate you, and thank you for being participating in it.
Yes, now, we're participating.
We're going to talk some basketball right now, but on the heels of our last conversation from the last segment, when we were going back and forth about football and then switched over for just a minute to basketball, talked about the tournament and how there, you know, some folks feel 64 is enough, some folks feel like 32 is enough. Garrett had something on he wanted to get off his chest as we kind of put a bow on that conversation.
Oh, no, I was just saying, when you come back and say, like, oh, well, college basketball does X, Y, and Z, and, like, they can do it, it's, well, but one of the other things that makes college football beautiful is the fact that you play 12 meaningful football games, and every game matters every single Saturday. We look at what Utah just did to Oregon. If we expand to 12 teams, well, Oregon still has a chance to play in that game. That game doesn't matter as much. It is far less consequential at the end of the season if you have an automatic bid because the Pac-12 champion would then win. So then why did we play the rest of these games? I mean, what's the point? So that game yesterday was extremely consequential. If we have the 12, not the case.
But that's this year. You know that that's,
that
that's not a blueprint. It's not a blueprint.
Yeah. But every single year, there's a conference champion that probably kind of fell backwards into winning a conference championship. It's not an anomaly that you have a team that doesn't deserve a place in the national championship game. They get boat raced. They'd play Alabama or Georgia in the first round and lose by 40, 50 points. It's absurd.
Yeah.
Not necessarily. I'm not saying Oregon would lose by 40 or 50 points.
You don't always get it because, to me, there was nothing more fun than the semifinal game at the Rose Bowl with Georgia and Oklahoma. That game was just straight out fun. You know, incredible game. So you can get a game like that, but you got to have teams like that in order to produce a semifinal game. And we haven't always had four teams that match up that would give us two great games.
And I'm saying to you, the anomaly that you're saying doesn't happen is Cincinnati this year. And when that does happen from time to time, again, I'm not sold on one particular way to do it, whether it's you keep it at the four teams or expand it to six or 12. I'm just saying I don't have a problem with it going either way. Okay, and as we talk about this particular year, we can put our finger on what we believe are the four best teams, but I'm just saying there's going to be people screaming for that expansion soon. And whether, you know, you can make an argument both ways, and I see what both of you guys are saying. I don't have a problem with it, but I don't, Garrett, wanted to jump in because I was saying there are people who feel the same way about college basketball, and this is how we got into this because there are those who feel, and you agreed with me, that 32 was more than enough. 32 teams going into the tournament was more than enough. And now you got people who feel like we need another play-in game to get the 64. You know, we've got that going on. So that's really all I was trying, the point I was making, that change is inevitable with these sports, like it or not, I guess is what I'm saying. And when 2024 comes around, do you think it's going to be 6? Do you think it's going to be 12? But it's going to change.
Anyway, you know, the way they're leaning, they're probably going to go 12. But to me, that makes it all about, you know, everybody can get the money. We're going to spread the cash around. And in that case, the SEC will end up getting three schools in that. At least the three teams from the conference will probably make it into that every year. That's what it means.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. We're going to find out what's going on locally here, top of the hour at Mr. Crenshaw. But the NBA, right now, as we sit and look at this, is there any bigger story than what's going on out in Golden State? San Francisco, I should say.
Yeah, because that's where they play now. That's where their new building is.
Right.
It's pretty remarkable. And our Hawks had a chance to get a look at that when they were out west, and you know when Steph had the big 50-point game against them. So it's amazing what they're able to do and what's happening.
The thing about this is when you say it out loud, Phoenix is only really just right behind them. They're nipping at their heels. Now, the way they came out, meaning the Warriors, the way they came out of the gate, yeah, they set the world on fire, and Steph is shooting from three different counties, and they're all doing it without Klay Thompson on this team. Moreover, you got what's going on out east, Brooklyn, and they're doing what they're doing without Kyrie. There are some stories in the beginning of the season that, to me, are head shakers, head scratchers, if you will. As to how these teams are playing or not playing. I don't know what to think of Philly.
It's early. You got the Wizards that are playing well. Washington's playing well. Chicago's off to a good start. But will that last with the Wizards? And we'll see, you know, because you think about how things have started out for our team here in town, having some bumps and along the way there. Game away now from getting to the 500 mark, the Hawks are. And so, you know, I think eventually we'll see them play that kind of basketball that we expected them to play. Last night you get something that I always felt like last year was a key to success for the team, and that was the Clint Capela double-double. They got the double-double from Clint Capela last night in the win over Charlotte. And I think that's the difference. If you get him doing that consistently for this Hawks team, you'll see them, you know, rise, whether it's a fourth straight win. That's the difference. To me, that's different. When they get that, you know, the Hawks are practically unbeatable in most nights, but they haven't been getting it consistently.
How do you feel about the way this team – but right now, how do you feel about them? You know, there are those who will say that the season doesn't start until Christmas, and it's just a matter of staying healthy right now and kind of positioning yourself for that run, because we all know that they kick into another gear beginning of the year. so right now –
I'm counting the wins.
You said four in a row.
Yeah.
Again, but I'm not worrying about position. When you talk about, all right, so let me go look here for a second here. I am not all that worried that they sit fourth in the division.
No.
I'm not. So wins, yeah, you're counting them, but you're looking at Charlotte ahead of you. You got Miami and Washington. All right. We know the cream is going to rise to the top. I think this is a time where this team, as you said earlier, finds itself. They haven't had a full season with this coach yet, correct?
No.
And they are still, I would imagine, putting together the chemistry is what I'm really trying to get to.
Well, yeah.
The chemistry doesn't just happen at a certain time or after a certain amount of games, but when it happens, you know it and you can see it. And that's where I think this team is right now. So I'm not swaying one way or the other with a win here or a couple losses there. Long as everybody stays healthy, I absolutely believe this team will end up back at the top again.
Well, I mean, I think they showed that they came back off the long road trip and they flexed on Milwaukee, you know, and beat them here. And so they said, okay, we're back home and we're here. We know what you guys did. You know what changed with Milwaukee? Giannis has changed his routine at the free throw line. Remember how last year during the free throw, he would dribble, and then people would count?
Right.
He doesn't dribble the ball much. He bounces it one time and he shoots.
Well, you had to do something with somebody who's standing there.
Gary,
I was saying I was one of them.
He made an adjustment, man. He only bounces that thing one time, and then he takes the shot, which he still ain't good.
He's
not very good there, but, you know, yeah.
I'll tell you something else the Hawks and the Bucks have in common. This year, those two teams, Bucks for obvious reasons, but those are two teams that are going to get everybody's best punch every game.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That wasn't the case last year. And so there, the adjustments will have to be made the way they go about doing things. But they are getting Joe Frazier every game.
Yep.
And this is what we're
gonna
see.
And plus a rule change to change some of the stuff that Trey really did well of, you know, driving into the basket, stopping up, getting tapped, getting bumped into, getting the foul, going to the free throw stripe. He hadn't been getting that many opportunities for free throws early on in the season. It's a period of adjustment for himself and for Bogdanovich. Being guys who sometimes are outsized when they drive in the paint. That's what they made. They got to the free throw stripe a lot last season. Let's see if they can reclaim that. But six players with 15 points or better in the win last night, that's the kind of performance you want to see from the Hawks team consistently.
Mr. Crenshaw has got one of the top high school scoreboard shows in the tri-state area, and his partner is going to join us coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. That's Chris Parker. We're going to let you and if you want to join us, God bless you, come on board. But we're going to talk some Thanksgiving stuff, you know, from Sam's world, from my world, from Garrett's world, things that we have enjoyed about Thanksgiving. And we'll talk about that coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. But up next, it's all about what's going on locally. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and take us with you on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, There's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.